Bloodshot Bill, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on the final day of 2021. We are going to listen back to some of the best songs of the year. Songs from Nigerian guitarist Modur Maktor, experimentalist Aaron Dillaway. We'll hear some great jazz from Luke Stewart, Matthew Shipp, William Parker, and others this hour on the WGXC Morning Show. Then we'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Controlled. On air, in air, channel, connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
Have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Department of Health has reported two new COVID deaths within 24 hours, bringing the death toll to 115. The department said the two new COVID-related deaths occurred between late December 28th and early December 29th. Eight people have succumbed to the virus in December in Columbia County. Quote, we had two, both women, both community members, one in her 70s, one was in her 50s, unquote, Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said. They were both unvaccinated, but they were not related, he said. Quote, it's heartbreaking to see that it's unvaccinated people, unquote, Mabb said. Quote, it's difficult to see a senior die and think that this could have been avoided, unquote. He said the woman in her 50s had comorbidities. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of December 29th, 71.2% of all Columbia County residents were fully vaccinated, and 87.2% of all county residents over 65 were fully vaccinated. All but three of the 115 people in Columbia County who have died from COVID since the pandemic began were unvaccinated, Mab said. The County Department of Health reported 7,451 cases as of December 30th, with more than 15% of those cases identified in December. As of December 30th, Columbia County reported 102 new cases and a total of 364 active cases. There are 22 people currently hospitalized, six in the ICU. The number of cases is expected to increase after the Christmas and New Year's holidays, Mab said. Quote, I think people need to think about how to keep themselves safe if they go out on New Year's, unquote, Mab said. Quote, I'm not telling them not to go, just try to make yourself as safe as you can, unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that polystyrene foam containers are banned in New York as of New Year's Day. No more styrofoam takeout containers or so-called packing peanuts will be allowed as of January 1st. Polystyrene foam breaks apart easily but takes hundreds of years to biodegrade and is difficult to recycle. Many communities have already banned polystyrene foam, as two-thirds of New Yorkers already live where it is not allowed. Only nonprofits and government agencies that provide food to low-income people at no cost can continue using the material after January 1st. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that just after the town of Catskill board voted 3-1 to opt out of cannabis lounges on December 29th, the village of Catskill voted 2-2 to opt in. A tie vote. Peter Grassi and Jeff Holliday voted to opt out, and Joseph Kozlowski and Natasha Law voted to allow the lounges. It meant the proposed law to block the lounges did not pass. Earlier in the month, the town of Catskill decided to allow retail sales. The village of Catskill has taken no action on cannabis retail sales and has no plans to before the year end, so they will also be legal there. The results of the two votes on December 29th mean that if anyone opens a cannabis consumption lounge, the equivalent of a bar, then the village of Catskill will not have to split the 3% tax revenue with the town of Catskill, according to Holliday. Cannabis use became legal in New York in April, and towns and villages have until December 31st to ban retail stores and/or consumption lounges, or else they become legal. About 40 people attended the village's public hearing December 29th, and of the people who spoke, all but one favored allowing lounges. Many cited the need for tax revenue in a village with a poverty rate of 35.5%, nearly triple the state average. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Socrates Town Board members Leanne Thornton, Peg Now, and Michael Avino voted December 29th not to accept the tax dollars that come with allowing cannabis stores and lounges. Fred Costello and John Schoonmaker voted to allow retail sales in Socrates, with Costello the only board member voting for consumption lounges. That vote came after a two-hour public hearing with comments both in favor and against cannabis commerce in Socrates. Cannabis is currently allowed in Socrates and the rest of the state after lawmakers changed the law in April. Municipalities have until December 31st to opt out of retail sales and consumption lounges and the tax dollars that come with the businesses. Avino challenged local residents to break the law. He said, and I quote, I encourage anybody who wants to not opt out, to get in their car and drive home without the lights on, because that's what New York's doing to us right now by having us opt out or in, end quote. Schoonmaker lamented the lost income for the community. He said, and I quote, Kingston, Ulster, Catskill, Woodstock, they're all going to have these stores, so I'll just be driving there and back. So what difference does it make if we have them or not? At least this was our town can benefit from these instead of me driving to Catskill, buying my product there, and then I'll probably just out and eat in Catskill, end quote. The board decision could be challenged by February 12th with a petition containing at least 881 signatures asking for a public referendum. And the town board could also vote again in the future to reverse the decision. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Jane Wester is reporting for the New York Law Journal that a Suffolk County jury December 30th found that a group of drug companies had created a public nuisance for their role in the opioid crisis, ruling in favor of the state of New York and Nassau and Suffolk counties. The amount of damages owed by the defendants has yet to be determined. The jury began deliberating on December 14th after more than 5 months of testimony. Quote, "It's somewhat of a miracle that we kept a jury here for 6 months," unquote, Suffolk County Supreme Court Justice Jerry Gargiulo said. Attorneys for the plaintiffs described the verdict as a, quote, "massive victory," unquote, in a joint statement. New York Attorney General Letitia James also praised the verdict and its significance for families and communities affected by the opioid crisis. Quote, "Teva Pharmaceuticals USA and others misled the American people about the true dangers of opioids, which is why, in 2019, I made a promise that our team would hold them and the other manufacturers and distributors responsible for the opioid epidemic accountable for the suffering that they have caused," unquote, James said. The cases originally named a list of major drug companies as defendants, including Purdue Pharma, AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson. But the bankruptcies of Purdue and a handful of other defendants led to their removal from the case. Defendants Johnson & Johnson, McKesson Corp., Cardinal Health Incorporated, AmerisourceBergen Drug Corp., Endo International, and Allergan Finance all settled as the case progressed. The bulk of the settlement money is set to go toward opioid treatment, prevention, and education programs. Read more about this story in the New York Law Journal.
Danny Jin reports in the Berkshire Eagle that 15 Afghan evacuees have moved into Berkshire County and another 16 more are coming by the end of January. Jewish Family Services of Western Massachusetts is ready, having resettled many Jewish refugees from the former Soviet Union in Berkshire County during the 1980s and 1990s. The Jewish Family Services teamed with elected officials and community partners in 2016 to resettle refugees from Syria and Iraq. Those plans were scuttled in 2017 when President Donald Trump cut refugee admissions and banned Syrian refugees from entering the U.S. for several months. Maxine Stein, president and CEO of Jewish Family Services of Western Massachusetts, said, and I quote, "We were about to launch a robust Berkshire's program when the presidential administration changed and the immigration policies changed," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "And then the situation in Afghanistan pops up, but even before that, we already had started engaging in the hopes that the Berkshires might be interested in trying this again," end quote. But there is already an affordable housing shortage in Western Massachusetts and throughout the Hudson Valley. Jewish Family Services continues to look for affordable three-bedroom apartments or larger, and some Afghan evacuees will stay temporarily at a home in Williamstown through June, while other families will have permanent housing in the Pittsfield area. The group is working with Al-Khalil Islamic Center in Pittsfield and attempting to integrate the newcomers into the community. Maxine Stein, president and CEO of Jewish Family Services of Western Massachusetts, said, and I quote, "We are resettling here, but that's not the way that we want to do it. We really want to engage with the community and make sure it is not just your agenda, but their agenda as well." Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
And Friday, December 31st, is New Year's Eve and is recognized as a federal holiday. Columbia Green Media reports about various services and offices that will be affected. Also, the Daily Freeman contributes and says that Amtrak will be on a holiday schedule. Green County offices will be closed. Catskill Town and Village offices will be closed. The Coosacchee Town and Village offices are also closed. Federal offices are closed. Financial markets are open. Mail delivery will occur Friday, but will not occur on New Year's Day, Saturday. Metro North is on a regular schedule. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. And Trailways is on a regular schedule.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, New Year's Eve, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 45 degrees. There will be a chance of showers mainly after 1 a.m. on Friday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 39 degrees. And on Saturday, New Year's Day, showers are likely. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 48 degrees. And more showers are likely, mainly before 1 a.m. on Saturday night. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 43. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia County.
You will hear all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 today on the final day of 2021. Most of them will be counting down the best songs of the year. At 10 a.m., the Global Agogo Show looks back at 2021 with the top reissues and compilations from the year. At noon, it's time for the All Mixed Up Show with a shortcut through 2021 in song and story. Then from 2 to 6, we hear back on some of the best songs of 2021, and again from 7 to midnight. In between, at 6 p.m., we go live to Main Street in Catskill with Clubhouse Radio, where the teens there tell their stories and play their music on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The Catskill High School Interact Club has scheduled its Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice for February 17th. The event meets at the Second Baptist Church in Catskill at 5 p.m. Then a candlelight march starts at 5:15 p.m. The group will march from the Second Baptist Church, that's at Upper Main Street on Catskill, to the Greene County Courthouse, to the Catskill Middle School lawn. That is, again, the Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice, February 17th, organized by the Catskill High School Interact Club. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event and many other community events in your area.
Find out where the music takes Montreal's Rachel Therrien on the next Deep Threes, when the trumpeter blows the roof off the joint, backed by her quintet. Plus tracks from Rez Abbasi, Isotope 217, and Oleg Zaler. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 31st. Early this morning, we see 35 degrees in East Bern and 42 in Stissing. It's foggy out there and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere till this afternoon, when winds pick up a little bit and we get a high temperature of 48 degrees at 3 p.m. After dark, revelers will need to plan a little extra travel time due to more fog and rainy conditions with possible icing in the higher elevations. On New Year's Day, the rain keeps on going and the fog should blow away. We get a high of 51 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, the rain continues and gets stronger as temperatures fall just a little bit to 47 degrees. Sunday starts warm at 50 degrees and ends around 40 degrees with rain all day. The temperature continues to drop into Monday, hitting 20 degrees overnight. Monday is looking dry with a high of 29. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:40 a.m., high tide at 12:33 p.m., then low tide again at 7:30 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 36 degrees, a small gain over previous readings. Sunset today will be at 4:19 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, We see the James Webb Telescope is still unfolding. Backyard astronomers across the globe have been capturing the event directly with backyard scope setups. Solar wind speed is currently 427 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 30 megahertz overnight. Hop on those CBs while you can. The 24-hour predicted KP index is too quiet. The current sunspot number is 77, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heather Lloyd of Kinderhook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Am I you or are you me?
You are a happy person, full of imaginative thoughts which pour forth constantly. Each day you feel more lovable, more interesting. You become more interested in others. You recognize and accept the friendship that people offer you, for you truly deserve it. You have a deep and sincere respect for yourself and for your personal worth to others. It is easy for you to accept the help and cooperation of others. You see their help to you as an expression of mutual friendship and understanding. You now realize that giving and receiving are two sides of a single coin. You're aware of the trust and confidence you generate in others, and it makes you feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, and you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You're open, honest, and direct in your relations with people. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to hear from Matthew Shipp. The 2021 album is called Codebreaker, and this song is called Code Swing.
Thank you. Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned President Joe Biden any sanctions over Ukraine would be a big mistake. The pair spoke by phone Thursday about Russia's deployment of troops near its border with Ukraine.
The Biden administration has fumbled at times, especially over some of its messaging and diplomacy. Though it has been good at using intelligence on the buildup to rally NATO members and to call out Russia.
That's Alexander Linowska, a poli-sci professor at the University of Waterloo. Biden encouraged Putin to de-escalate the tensions and said the U.S. and its allies will respond if Russia further invades Ukraine. While he's against eliminating the filibuster altogether, President Biden now supports creating an exception to Senate rules in order to pass voting rights reforms. The filibuster rule requires 60 votes to advance most legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argues it is a power grab, an attempt to federalize elections.
My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting, turn the Federal Election Commission into a biased partisan body, and even send taxpayer money to political campaigns.
Supporters say the measures are needed to counter voting rights bills passed in Republican-led states. The Senate will make another attempt to pass the Build Back Better Act when it reconvenes next week. Negotiations continue to find 50 votes and preserve the enhanced child tax credit, child care subsidies, and 4 weeks of paid leave in the final bill. Aisha Wells with Mothering Justice says the pandemic highlighted the need for policies to support working families.
We all need to get into the mindset of saying it's okay to heal, saying it's okay to take care of your family, saying that it's okay to be whole when you return back to work.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is pushing back against former President Donald Trump's executive privilege claim. The panel filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to reject Trump's request to block the release of records from his administration. The Biden administration also filed a brief with the Supreme Court Thursday, urging the court to keep its vaccine or test mandate in place. Business groups challenging the measure say it is an overreach of government power. As 18 states set records for new COVID cases and three saw record hospitalizations, the surge of the Omicron variant comes ahead of New Year's gatherings, increased holiday travel, and schools returning from winter break. But the head of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, wants to keep kids in class.
In-school learning is the key to helping us get through a recovery for our students. We know that. And Omicron has now thrown us a new, completely new set of challenges.
The CDC expects cases to rise throughout January. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is brand new music from Food Man from Japan. His 2021 album, Yasuragi Land, is out, and this is Food Court from Food Man. Thank you. That was Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt. The song Demands of Ordinary Devotion from their 2021 album Lucy and Aaron on the radio at WGXC. Thank you. That was Luke Stewart on bass, Jarvis Earnshaw on sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer on drums, and Devon Waldman on sax. The song is called Canopsa. It's from the Luke Stewart and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet album from 2021 on the radio at WGXC. We'll be right back. That was the song Rocos Rojas from jazz legend William Parker's 2021 album Mayan Space Station, where the bass player was joined by Ava Mendoza on electric guitar and Gerald Cleaver on drums.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we hear local music from Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee. He took his saxophone into his closet during the pandemic quarantine and produced a 2021 album called Route 84 Quarantine Blues. This is the title track.
Thank you.